We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, Joseph had a small issue with his hamstring during the Monday training. He pulled himself out at that training after the training, so it was a small injury.
All right. What's trending here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, the midday show with Andy and Randy? Like, I want to get to all of the details of last night, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about that. But can we just have a brief moment of levity with what the hell happened in Frank DeBoer's quote there? Like, what happened in the middle of that?
Go back, Brian, please. Just
like, is he just so, is he just, so like, despondent about the loss?
Or is he really counting the days?
The Monday.
What happened there?
Like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I know you haven't seen the movie The Princess Bride, so this reference is going to make mean nothing to you.
Okay.
But there was a point during that movie.
Did I see this movie?
I mean, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie from my childhood. Andre the Giant was in it.
Okay.
Cary Elwes. I don't know how you say his name. Cary Elwes was the main character. Anyway, the main character almost died. They had him hooked up to like this death machine, and they had to bring him back. And when they were revitalizing him, that's how he sounded when he was talking. That's exactly what Frank DeBoer sounds like there is what he sounded like when he was trying to come back from the dead.
Okay.
And because you have not seen the movie, neither has Wendy, and I don't know if Brian has, everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
I'm sure there is somebody out there that knows what you're talking about. Just not us.
That's the case with a lot of different things that we talk about, probably.
Just not us.
So back to the news of it. Atlanta United loses last night. You know that by now. They lose by a score of 2-1. They scored first. They should have scored second. They had a penalty kick in the 11th minute that Joseph Martinez missed. And then after the game, we find out from Frank DeBoer that apparently Joseph Martinez had injured his quad during a training session on Monday. Do you think we would have heard about that if they would have won?
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. And I'm not saying Frank is using it as an excuse right then and there. It's just something that we didn't hear all weekend. We had the troublemaker, Joe Patrick. He was up there. He didn't hear anything about it. And so, again, did it have an outcome on how his game was? I mean, he wasn't playing good all, you know, postseason so far. I mean, he had a nice goal, but I mean, just think about all the chances that he's missed in the last two games. But again,
he was healthy against Philadelphia. Didn't play particularly well.
But my whole thing is like this: they dominated the game. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. All the Atlanta United fans are frustrated because they dominated that match. Mm-hmm. They just said, like Mike Conte said when he came in here, was it was three times. That's all he needed. Three critical plays in the game.
Yeah.
You can dominate. You can dominate for 88 minutes. But there's three plays in the game that determine the outcome. That's basically what happened.
And if they made two of the three plays, which they did, they scored those two unbelievable goals.
And then they got
and they made a save on a penalty kick. Now, I won't say it was an unbelievable save. It was a good save. It was not the greatest struck penalty kick I've ever seen in my life. But okay, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you can take a bad penalty. If the goalie guesses wrong, it goes in.
Right.
The keeper guessed the right direction. Joseph didn't hit it perfectly well, and there you have it. That's how it ends up not in the back of the net. The bottom line is, if you get an opportunity like that early in a playoff match, you got to put the ball in the net.
You do.
Whether Joseph Martinez is banged up or not. Joseph Martinez played in a game earlier this year. Remember when he was coming off of an injury,
mm-hmm.
and Frank DeBoer played him and said something like, a 75% Joseph Martinez is better than
he
most
sure
guys.
He sure did.
He also scored two goals in that game.
Exactly.
So Joseph has played through it before.
Right.
Him being injured yesterday is not why Atlanta United lost.
No.
Atlanta United lost because they didn't take advantage of those moments, and Toronto did. Like, they won a game on two big moments.
That's basically
three big moments.
It was three big moments, but both of them goals were sick with it, though.
Rich homie Laquan on Twitter says he knows what I'm talking about the Princess Bride.
Oh, I didn't say that he didn't know. But Rich,
I just needed
Rich,
one.
What is his name? Rich homie Quan?
Rich homie Laquan.
Okay, hey, Laquan, good for you. Is it something I should watch? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, you. Yeah, give it a, your kids might like it.
Okay.
I think your kids would probably like
okay.
it. Okay. I don't, I'm not going to say that you'll sit down and watch it and love it.
Okay.
You might, I don't know. I'm not sure. It sounds like the building is going to fall down,
Goodness
by the way.
Goodness gracious.
Like, I don't know exactly what that was, but there's a storm rolling in, and that was, like, it sounds like we're on a ship
it
that's
sounds,
about to capsize.
It really does sound like right now that this, that we're in a Kia studio. It is a beautiful studio, but it is kind of, it's like it's creaking up there. So if y'all hear like this big wind gust, that means that me and Andy have been blown out of the Kia studio.
And
right
we loved every minute.
I love
of
you,
it.
Baby. I know you're listening. Okay.
Love you, Ashley. Love you, Mom.
Yeah, love you. Okay.
Good Lord, that was actually.
I mean,
terrifying.
It's really creaking up here.
Yeah, it's what would Halloween be if you weren't scared to be at work?
Yeah.
We know what we do. We're going to play physical. We're going to be disciplined. You know, we're going to make plays. We want to be explosive. So, if you're looking for a 180 change, that's not going to be us. We're not going to 180 change. You know, we're just going to do what we do. We're going to do it better, and we're just going to be more effective at doing it. So I don't know exactly what, you know, you kind of want it to look like or not want it to look like. For us, you know, we're just going to, you know, whatever the play is being called in, we're going to go out and execute and do it the best for our abilities.
So that's Jake Fromm talking about what the plan is going to be on Saturday as Georgia takes on Florida in Jacksonville. We'll be broadcasting live from Twin Peaks tomorrow and on Saturday, a special Saturday broadcast with Randy and myself, brought to you by Dixie Vodka as we get ready for the cocktail party. I think the most important thing that Jake Fromm said right there was, we're not going to make a 180-degree change,
no.
Obviously. But how many degrees difference do they need to be? Like 180 would be a total. So
yeah.
From what they do now, which is run first and second and occasionally throw. And the total opposite would be what? Like Chip Kelly's offense at Oregon?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be total opposite?
Yeah.
You're not going there.
You're not going there.
But, okay, somewhere between 0 degrees and 180 degrees, how much degrees different does the offense need to be? 60 degrees? 60 degrees. Okay. Yeah. So
I say 60 as far as the creativity part of
it.
Not hooking the ball down the
yard. Right. You still have to rely on your philosophy, which is run the football, run behind that offensive line. Give the ball to DeAndre Swift. Who knows? Maybe Brian Herrien gets more involved in this game. Maybe where's Zamir White been? Remember Zamir White at the beginning of the year was going to be a big factor in this offense?
He's not a guy that they're using right now. I mean, again, we go do what we do. We're going to be fine. All right? That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we got to do that in order for us to win because I don't know what's going to happen. I know we had a bye week to tinker with some things, but it's not going to be a complete change of an offense. It's just not going to go down like that. We weren't saving all that up.
I don't think so.
We weren't doing that. But if you can make the adjustments, that's the most important thing.
I think James Coley has a lot to prove on Saturday, though.
No doubt.
And I think it's possible. I hope this is not true, but it's possible at the end of the game on Saturday, we might just be saying, maybe this guy's not the answer for the offensive coordinator at Georgia. Because if it looks the same way that it has in other games, and he's had all this time to try to improve upon it and look at tape and find wrinkles that are going to make this offense better, and it still doesn't look better, then that could be a reasonable conclusion. Or maybe James Coley's been in the film room, and him and Kirby and Jake Fromm and everybody's been up there in Athens the last couple of weeks, and they've found some things that they can add to this offense to make it look better. That's what all the Georgia fans are hoping for on Saturday.
Let's hope so.
How good do you think Kyle Trask is?
I think
based on what you've seen.
I think he's gotten better.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's gotten better. But as soon as I say he's all right, he go up there and throw 4 touchdowns and 350 on us. You know what I'm saying? I think that if you get after him and you harass him, just like B.A. said, we don't have a lot of sacks. I think we have like 12 on the season.
Right.
So we need more pressure on him. I think we'll be fine if we can find a way to do that. Just pressure him. And he's a better athlete than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to corral him. You can't let him get those dirty first downs. You know what I'm saying? On 3rd and 7 or whatever, and you get out your rush lanes, he runs for the first down. Those are the things that kind of kill you in games like this.
No doubt. I mean, if you can get off the field on 3rd down, you've got to get off the field on 3rd down. Don't let him make crazy plays. Don't give up those extra drives or longer drives than you need to. And look, I don't know. I think Kyle Trask is a nice quarterback. I think he's got a chance to be a really good quarterback. If they keep him as a starter going into the next season, which they probably will. I don't know. Him and Emory Jones are sort of not splitting snaps, but they use Emory Jones at times.
Right.
I'll be interested to see how they use him on Saturday because they used him a lot in that LSU game.
They did.
They didn't use him very much at all against South Carolina.
They tried to give him you're trying to change up the look, give him something different. Because, you know, I'm sure when people – when Kirby and them, when they did the scouting report or whatever, the game plan for this week against Florida – I'm sure they didn't spend a lot of time on the Emory zone. So that's all that was. Give him a new wrinkle.
I'm still like, I think Trask is a fine player. I think that if Georgia's pass rush can finally look like what we think it can, with Nolan Smith and Azeez and all these guys being able to get into the backfield and get them on the ground.
Get them on the ground.
Like Brandon Adams told us in the last segment. Like, it's a similar conversation we've been having about the Falcons. Great. Quarterback pressures are nice.
Yeah.
Getting close to the quarterback is nice.
Get them on the ground.
And I said this a couple weeks ago. For me, if Georgia is going to go on a run and is going to be the live up to the potential that they have talent-wise, I think Nolan Smith, for me, is the guy that has to be better in the second half of the season. Get in the backfield, get the quarterback on the ground, cause a turnover or two. Because Kyle Trask tried to give the ball to South Carolina a couple times.
He did.
When they played. He gave it to him once.
He did. I went back and looked at some of those, like, the throwaway interception was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the other interception, yeah, Tyler Simmons, that one. The other one, it was the receiver can't trick Jake.
Yeah.
And he tricked Jake. And that's why Jake threw it. And, but still, that's no excuse. But you can't be careless with the ball against these Florida DBs because they are NFL caliber type players. They got the two edge rushers back for this game, maybe. I mean, I don't think they're 100%, but they're supposed
to play. It sounds like
they're going to play, though. So we got to see how effective that is. But, hey, man, just do what you do, man. You know, and with some new stuff in it.
Do what you do, just a little better than you've done it this season.
And that's the most important thing.
There you go. There's the key to the game. Let's give away $1,000.
$1,000!
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Vampire. Ha. And it would recklessly say, ha ha, I'll beat your blood. That was terrible.
Wow.
Vampire.
Good for you, though.
Vampire. You have it. 159 to text. Vampire to 72881 from your cell phone. That's 72881. Stop looking at me like that, Andy. Investing in data rates may apply.
I'm just proud of you.
Please do not text and drive, especially now because it's raining, but don't ever text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. Again, the word for today is vampire. And just like Mike Bell says, if you see a number you don't know, pick it up.
Pick it up.
All right, we had a guy already said he thought it was corporate.
He said it turned out to be Capital One.
But in that case, you know what? If it is a bill collector or somebody, just hang up.
Hang up on them.
Just hang up on them.
Hang on. They know you're there. Yeah. It's not like if you don't answer, they think that, oh, maybe he's dead. He doesn't have to pay us anymore. No, they know you're there. Answer the phone. I just like that was sort of an Andy Bunker moment which makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Like I want to suck your blood is what Dracula does.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah. I think that's what Dracula does.
Yeah, that was bad. Damn.
I always found vampires kind of attractive. It's the weird little thing about me. Let's move on.
I got my takeaway of the day.
It's really not one guy. You know, we have to do it by committee. We have to find a way. He's our main facilitator. There's no surprise about that. And so it's not like we're just going to plug and play. We got to put a bunch of guys and try and enhance a couple roles.
Can I interest you, Randy McMichael, in one Brandon Goodwin? Brandon Goodwin of Norcross, Georgia.
Okay, well, Deshaun's standing up, so I guess Deshaun know him.
Yeah, Deshaun covered him in elementary school, so Deshaun's really excited that Brandon Goodwin might play today.
Okay.
So that's the answer at point guard, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the Hawks are going to call Brandon Goodwin up from the G League.
Good for Brandon.
He's from Norcross. I think he won a state championship when he was in high school. Played in Florida a couple years, UCF and Florida Gulf Coast in college, and hasn't played a lot in the NBA. Here's the thing. Trae Young's not going tonight.
No, he's not.
Also, Evan Turner not going tonight. So you're on to your third or whatever fourth options at point guard. It sounds, I was talking to Conti about it, just sort of reading the tea leaves about the way that Lloyd Pierce has dealt with this over the last season or so. I wouldn't be surprised if DeAndre Bembry starts at point guard, but I don't like that.
I don't like that either,
I don't think that's a good solution.
I don't like that one bit, man. But we'll see. We already know that Cam might do some stuff as far as being a facilitator.
Like that either.
We'll see, man. I'm just, you know. But you got to put somebody there, right? Somebody got
to
play.
That is true. Someone has to play point guard. Positionless basketball, hopefully.
That's where they say basketball is going, right?
I just feel like it would be unfair to Cam Reddish at this point in his development to start him at point guard on a TNT game. Like, Cam Reddish might look, I don't think he's ready for that. Not yet.
Well, you got no time for all that, man.
Yeah, you do. What do you got to win tonight? What difference does it make?
Yeah, you got to win.
Winning would be nice.
You're on national TV, man.
So
you got to go get it done.
Put somebody out there who you think might be a little bit more ready for that. What has Cam Reddish shown you in the four games?
Okay, tell me this. Who's ready?
Brandon Goodwin.
Brandon, put BG in there.
put BG in there.
Man, how about this?
What?
Man, rerun pass.
What?
Rerun from what's happening?
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
First John, now rerun. Damn it.
Former Mariners broadcaster Ron Fairley passed away today, too.
How about that?
It always happens in threes.
Well, John died yesterday, but still.
Still, I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
Sad. It's awful.
God dog it.
All right, we'll come back.
Bang.
Get back into a little bit of what happened last night with Atlanta United. And the month, man, this month, the month of October in 2019 has been the longest year in Atlanta sports that I can remember. We'll live through some of that misery together coming up next here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to an AMA. What? What's going on?
Nothing. You over here looking at me all crazy.
I was just looking at you. I just look crazy. You know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
I'm so looking forward to this tomorrow.
What's that?
The first thing is it's going to be November. Thank God.
Yes.
We can get out of this godforsaken month.
And right.
We'll talk about this month in just
a minute.
That is
right.
But so with November comes Movember, and I participate in Movember every single year, basically grow a mustache and encourage people to donate. If they can, for prostate cancer research. And
like me. I'm going to donate money because I ain't shaving my mustache off, man.
Yeah, your money is more important than your mustache.
Yeah, because, no.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I'll bite the bullet and walk around with a mustache for a month. But so last year, and what you're supposed to do is you shave your face completely and start fresh and then grow a mustache throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
But in a month, I only kind of just barely get an okay mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But I already got one right now because I've had the beard going for a while.
Right.
So I'm going to shave everywhere except for, I'm going to start with the mustache tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to show up tomorrow to Twin Peaks.
Okay.
What time we get there? 8:45 usually in the morning?
Yeah. Okay.
And I just can't wait to see the reaction on your – because you might think – like you might think that you're prepared for how dumb I look with a mustache.
Yeah, man.
You are not prepared.
I'm just
– you're going to laugh for 4 hours tomorrow.
I probably will because I probably – you know how you still had that little feeling of being banged up from the night before? Because Halloween, it's another day for drinking.
Well, yeah, you got to.
You got to walk around the neighborhood. I don't know if we walk around the neighborhood anymore because all this rain. But you know what I mean.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
So we're going to just prove Abe wrong, because we are going to get trick-or-treaters at the house tonight, okay? We got a bunch of candy. We got the yard decorated, the lights in the trees.
And
we got the bat light on the house and all that kind of stuff. We're also going to have a little cooler for parents that might be interested in. And I have a couple Amstel lights left. You might find that hard to believe. But there's a couple Amstel lights left at the house from the shipment that we got this summer.
Okay.
And if a, you know, parent's interested, maybe.
Yeah, you give them beer.
Yeah, having a road beer.
Yeah, you give them one.
Give them a road beer. It's trick or treat for the parents, only if they're walking.
Only if they're walking.
Well, of course. Yeah, I'm not going to give a beer to a dad in a car. I think that'd be a bad move.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, you want to come by the house and get an Amstel light to walk around the neighborhood and trick or treat with? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you, dude. But again, right now, like, you know.
It's nasty outside right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, hopefully this is getting out of the way early so it can clear up later and you can go trick or treat with your kids. It is supposed to, right? The crazy thing, though, is it was 75 degrees about half an hour ago.
It's still up there.
It's supposed to get down to like 50 by tonight. So apparently this storm that's coming through right now might knock the weather down. And that'll do it for your weather report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in 15 minutes, you can ask us anything, any question, any topic. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929, or on Twitter at TBM929. And feel free to get them in early. There's nothing wrong with that. With that, let's take a look back to last night. And how last night, honestly and unfortunately, was pretty representative of what the entire month of October was like here in this city, Randy. Because I think last night, for me at least, was the first time Atlanta United let me down. Last night was the first time Atlanta United disappointed us as a franchise. Because the first year they made the playoffs, that was sort of gravy, right?
Yeah.
They lost to Columbus. It sucked, but that was what it was. Last year they won a championship. This year they won trophies. And last night they should have won, and they didn't. Like, today is the first time I remember coming into work and feeling legitimately disappointed in Atlanta.
I'm not going to say I'm disappointed in them. I'm just disappointed. And
okay.
I think that's what it is. Like I said, I wasn't disappointed in the Braves. I was just disappointed, you know, because stuff happened.
I was disappointed in the Braves. Yeah. I still am.
Yeah, because, I mean, but I always look at it. Stuff happens, you know. But last night.
Stuff just seems to happen a lot
to these teams that we cover. But they got a championship. They didn't do anything. If this was, say this year was last year. Then you might have something.
I agree with you.
Okay, but they won a championship. They were defending champions.
Absolutely.
It sucks because they lost. You thought that they were going to continue to win. I wasn't thinking about everything that happened in Atlanta sports yesterday.
Neither was I.
You know, but,
and I don't think what happened yesterday has anything to do with everything that happened in Atlanta sports.
You do.
No, I don't.
No. I say you do. We're on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, but we're not. But a lot of people aren't on that page with us.
I think we're on the same page, but I think we're on different paragraphs.
As far as.
because I was disappointed in what happened yesterday, and you're right. Like, winning a championship the year before takes the sting away from it a little bit, but I don't care about that right now. All I care about right now is, and I'm going back to something that you said to me every single time we talked about Atlanta United this season, they've got the most talented roster.
Yeah.
They got the best players.
Yeah.
They got a damn good coach.
Yeah.
They were the best team on the field last night.
But
that's why I'm disappointed.
But yeah, I think I'm more mad than disappointed.
Okay, sure.
I'll be mad because of everything you just said. But then, now it's going back to, well, Frank DePoel, like.
Nah.
2 days Stop. Ago, he was the best thing in the world.
Yes.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And he's still a
Come
great
Come on,
manager.
Man. That's my thing. You can't. And it comes with being a fan of a team, and it comes with that disappointment where you don't speak rationally. That's why you had people blaming me for being confident.
Someone really did send me a direct message and say, here's what the jinx is.
Yeah.
It's Randy's confidence.
But you know,
then they ran down a bunch of different things you were confident about.
But you notice that they sent it to you and not me. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, I don't know.
Hey, be a man about yours.
Maybe they did. Maybe your DMs are blocked.
No, they actually didn't send anything. But like I said, be a man. Huh? You're damn right, and I'm going to stay confident. All right?
Which I appreciate.
All right.
And we got a tweet from somebody just a minute ago from Skrilla. Skrilla said, you know, oh, first of all, he said he didn't think he was going to like the show at first, but now he does. So we're glad we converted you. And then he said, Randy, don't let these people ruin your confidence in our city. I wish more people were like you guys. Well, no, like you, because I scared fan all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do.
I'm not going to be, first of all, I'm not going to be scared.
And I'm glad about that.
I'm not going to be scared. Scared for a team that I root for or support. I'm not going to do it. All right, just because y'all want to act like that, then you do it. But don't come at me if they lose. All right, you should have. Hey, go at them. Don't come at me because I don't have no outcome on any game. You do know that, right? I don't think that
even with Julio Tehran. Are you sure?
I don't have no outcome on any game. But I don't think that idiot that sent you that DM. That
I know, but neither do I.
That's
which,
what I'm
which is
you
why
know what, you know what I'm gonna do, Andy. I'm going to make it stop raining right now so all the babies in Atlanta can go trick-or-treating. Now, if it don't stop raining, it's my fault, right? Damn moron.
It would be amazing if you had that sort of ability. Now, again, we are on the same page in that there is no curse. We're not going down the road of a curse. We don't believe in curses. Although, I'm going to stop taunting it. Like, after I was taunting it before, then it really showed up and got mad at me. If it's real, which I don't think that
it is. It's not real.
Which I don't think that it is. But the month of October was bad.
It was rough.
And like we said before, as much as I don't believe in it, if somebody was charged with being the prosecuting attorney and they were trying to prove in a court of law that what has happened over the last month is due to the sports curse in Atlanta, they would have a lot of evidence.
No, they would not.
They would not. I've got some evidence
Stop.
In front of me. You want some evidence?
Dude.
You want some evidence, Randy?
They lost. The team lost. Other team played better than them. All right?
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, no.
The Cardinals played better than the Braves.
Maybe in the final game.
That's the one that counted.
I know.
What are you talking about? Maybe in the final game.
But the Braves are better than the Cardinals. I think the Braves are better than the Nationals.
Obviously not. They're not better than the Nationals because they didn't get to where the Nationals were.
Does the better team always win?
No.
No. Now, again, it doesn't matter. It does not matter at all that the Braves were better than those teams.
It doesn't matter. Okay, what happened this month in football?
Falcons didn't win a game. Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff are probably going to get fired, and Matt Ryan's 10-year consecutive games played streak ended.
What happened to the Hawks?
Well, Trae Young got hurt, and he didn't miss an entire game last season.
What happened to the Braves?
Well, they were the best team in their playoff series, and they lost it in heartbreaking fashion in Game 4.
All right.
And then in historic fashion in inning number one of Game 5, they gave up 10 runs. And, oh, by the way, their heated rival, the Nationals, won the World Series yesterday. So that happened.
Well, what happened to the lacrosse team?
I think the Georgia Swarm are doing good.
Okay. All right, there we go.
I'll say this. Yeah. Georgia State's playing good.
There we go.
Georgia State might end up being ranked by the time they play Appalachian
Georgia
State.
Georgia Tech had a big win.
Georgia Tech won a game.
Georgia, damn, we lost it.
Georgia did lose to South Carolina, but that's okay. Here's the good news.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
Yeah.
The month comes to an end today. And we've got the weather that's going to wash away all the bad juju of the month. It's washing all down the sewer systems and headed out of town. And then the new month starts tomorrow. And Georgia luckily plays Florida in November, okay? And all the rest of the Falcons games come in November and December. And the Hawks games, except for tonight, hopefully nothing bad happens tonight. Just go out there on TNT and play against the Heat tonight and do your best, okay? There's an excuse for not winning tonight. Now, we want you to win tonight, but without Trae Young and without another backup point guard. They don't have their starting point guard or their backup point guard tonight. Tonight might be difficult for the Atlanta Hawks. I'm just saying. If people are frustrated or down about the way things have been going lately, they're not wrong. Like, everybody has a right to be frustrated about the way that the month of October
went.
And I think they should do exactly what you and I are going to do
tonight.
What's
that?
Enjoy a beverage.
Enjoy
a beverage on the last day of October. Yeah. Toast to Halloween and toast to this month finally being over with.
Yeah, man, because you know why? You can't get it back. That's how I look at it, Mark. I'm just like, okay, you know what? I can't get this back. It's nothing that I do is going to change what's going to happen. So you might as well just get over it. And I don't mean get over it like move on. I'm just like, okay, it ain't Randy's fault.
I don't mean get over it like move on. I mean get over it like stop blaming me for it. Okay. I'm with you on that.
The Atlanta Hawks have a special 2 Chainz Haunted ticket bundle for the Halloween game tonight against Miami. The admission to, you also get admission to the Haunted Pink Trap House that we're still trying to figure out what's in. Exclusive Hawks and 2 Chainz t-shirts. And for the ticket bundles, they are available at hawks.com/hauntedhawks.
All right, we'll come back and get to an AMA to close out the show. Any question, any topic, either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line or on Twitter at TBM929. Get your questions in. It's Halloween. Make them weird. Make them scary, maybe. We're also going to make some prize picks as well. Randy and I both made $25 again last night. Come on, make some money like us. We'll give you our prize picks coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you. Final segment for us, a couple minutes away from getting to the AMA. But first, as we do now, every day at 1:40, time to make our prize picks. Now, you can download the prize picks app today. 10 times the payouts, no sharks, no split pots. It's you against the projections at myprizepicks.com.
Yeah, man.
We both had another good night last night.
Yeah, 25 more bucks in there, man.
I've made $75 this week.
I made 50 bucks, dude.
Which is probably more money than I've made actually working here, which is great. So Prize Picks is actually making it possible so I can, who you got tonight?
Tonight I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan. He's playing against the Clippers. His line is 37. I'm going under that. I think Kawhi going to – oh, you know what? Kawhi's not playing tonight.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Damn.
You already pressed go, though.
I already pressed go. So, yeah, I can't – but still. Cam Reddish tonight, 22-8 versus the Heat. I'm going under.
Okay.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo, they're playing the Cardinals tonight. He's at 16.8. I'm going to go over.
And you and I are both doing the flex play.
Yes, we are.
Which means two times the payout.
Let me see something.
It's a better way to make more money.
I went back to my boy. Go ahead. I don't.
I got Jimmy Butler against the Hawks, over 41. I've got John Collins against the Heat tonight, over 40.1. And the Thursday night football game tonight, I got Tevin Coleman going over 18.4. Those are our prize picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. You can play along with us and you can make some money. Let's answer some questions.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Uh-oh. Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything every day to close out the show. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. You can ask your questions either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929. We'll start here. The scariest movie that you've ever watched.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You don't? I do. I know. And it was just because it was the time of my life.
Right.
It was a Nightmare on Elm Street, number
one. Oh, yeah. That scared the
living out of me right there. Because I was 5 years
old. That scared the living out of me right there.
Yeah.
Man.
My dad let me watch Freddy Krueger when I was 5 years old, and I had nightmares for a decade.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. It was my dad's entire purpose, I think.
I think you told me this before.
To mess with us as kids. Like, my dad let me watch it. And then he made me a Freddy Krueger glove out of, like, a gardening glove and cardboard and tinfoil. And then he put it under my pillow in my bed.
To scare you.
To scare me. And so when I went to get into bed that night, there was a Freddy Krueger glove under my pillow. Yeah. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Of course I'm going to be terrified.
Yeah, I would have an issue with Pops.
And my dad, still, to this day, that is my dad's favorite story. When I tell it, he cries laughing. Like, scarred me. Like, thank you. Appreciate that. But... You didn't ever see a scary movie before?
I've seen plenty of them. I just don't... The scariest one I've ever seen? I don't have one, really. I tell you, the one I don't like is when we were talking about the other day with the broad, the little broad.
Yeah, the ring.
The broad come out the thing.
That's kind of scary.
It ain't scary. It's creepy. Scary.
Yeah, creepy. It's different.
I'm sitting there watching TV like, what if that happens?
Yeah. I know. What if it happens?
And if I'm sitting there watching with my babies, y'all better get them to run because daddy gonna be... I'll hold her off as long as possible.
Somebody asked this question related to horror movies. Who from the show would be the first to die if our show was a horror movie?
It wouldn't be Randy.
It wouldn't?
No.
Have you seen horror movies before? Yeah,
the black man always dies
first. You know
who
tends to die first?
Yes. But that's the thing about it. That's why I'm not going to die first.
You're not?
No, not his brother.
Okay, so Randy's not going to die first.
No, but I'll tell you what I would do.
Wendy says she's not going to die first.
Hey, white women are scared. They always falling. They always falling.
They usually die second. They usually dissect.
They're always falling.
And then the white guy ends up being the hero.
But I'm gonna
me and Brian.
Y'all
are both,
use the dude. Y'all are the ones that go over there. Hey, what's going on over there?
Right.
Yeah, that's y'all.
Right. We're both going to make it to the end.
Yeah.
And it's going to look like maybe we're both going to make it out. And then the killer gets one of us.
They're like,
and I think the killer gets Brian.
What's
really
going
do.
On over there?
I think the killer gets Brian at the end. And I think I survived the longest. And I think I'm the hero of the movie. And that's the way that I see it going.
All right.
But that's probably how you see it going for yourself as well.
Yeah, this bro. They ain't going to Samuel L. Jackson me. Yeah.
What's the scariest part of your job?
Nothing really. Maybe being in the parking deck. That place jacked up down there.
I just don't even like going down there just because.
No, it's jacked up down
it's
there.
It's like
man.
Water leaks.
Yeah.
And all kind. Anyway.
Yeah.
The scariest part?
Going to the bathroom after Knox and Andy.
Yeah, there's nothing really scary about it. I mean, I think if you were someone who was scared about talking in front of people, then a lot of it would be.
Oh, no.
I think you and I both enjoy that, which is why we do this.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's nothing really too scary about it. You know what's scary when I don't get the reads in that I'm supposed to get in, and Brian looks at me crazy, and Wendy does too? That cussy out with her eyes look that Wendy gives you?
I'll be so
that's scared. The scariest look of the day.
Yeah.
AMA, who has the best and worst handwriting between the four of us?
Brian's got the worst handwriting. Without question, Brian.
Do you have good handwriting, Wendy?
I have terrible.
I've got like average.
I'm in the middle.
You got fine handwriting.
But Brian's awful.
Wendy's is the best.
Brian's awful.
It could be Arabic.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even look like the same language.
Yeah.
And Brian can't even read it. All right. Randy, what are you dressing up as tonight?
Nothing. Because remember last year, and if any of y'all saw my pictures, how my family dressed me up in that hot behind chicken suit.
Yeah.
I'm about to burn up out there walking up and down them streets.
But it's not going to be hot tonight.
I don't care. I'm wearing this. All right, she can wear what she wants. She went as Miss Incredibles today. That's what her thing. I don't say me. He's going as Aquaman.
Oh,
I
that's
think.
Cool.
I'm going as Dad.
That's fun.
Yeah, with a drink.
So you're going as Randy.
I'm going as me.
Every
exactly.
day of the year.
Exactly.
Got it. Top three favorite candy bars. Power rank the candy bars.
Snickers.
Agreed.
I
got a wild card at number three. Well, I'll save it for number three.
But
I agree. Snickers is number one for
Snickers.
Me, too.
You won't put Kit Kats as a candy bar, no.
It is, but I mean, I think Kit Kats
are okay.
They're
saying, okay, I'll put
I think Kit Kats
Snick
good.
Snick Kat.
Snickers, Kit Kat.
And probably, I can't think of one.
Okay, so I go Snickers, I go Baby Ruth, and then I go, you don't like Baby Ruth?
Hell,
I love Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Snickers.
No.
And then, whatchamacallit. You ever had a whatchamacallit?
I don't like whatchamacallit.
Love a whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I'm not a big whatchamacallit.
I find that easy to believe.
Yeah, probably, you know what, the score, what is it called? The scores, score, not skulls.
That's chewing tobacco.
You know what, but it's like this, I can't think of it right now. It's really good. Got a caramel in it with the nice thin
I tell
chocolate.
You what's not a good candy
what's
bar.
What's that?
A Butterfinger.
Or a Milky Way.
Milky Ways are terrible. Three Musketeers are terrible. And Butterfingers
what's
are
the
awful.
Other one with the coconut in it? That
the Almond Joys?
The Almond Joys. Oh,
I'll have an Almond Joy every once in a while. Every once in a while.
How old are you again?
I'm 7.
Okay. Almond Joys. That was Grandma Geraldine's story. Why would they give me one of them Almond Joys?
I don't love an Almond Joy. It's not in my top five, but if it's there, I'll eat it. I'll eat it before I eat a Butterfinger.
But hey, how much would it take for somebody for you to eat candy corn tonight?
How much would it take?
Yeah, if I give you $20, you eat it?
Oh, for $20, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do it on my own volition. I don't like candy
corn. Okay, hold
corn.
On. This is a good one. He said, "What is it? How's they give out candy corn? Do you TP their house with single or double ply?
Single ply.
Yeah, single.
Yeah, you single ply them, but you get them, though. Candy corn's disgusting.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll give you our takeaway of the day. Brian Gebhardt will come in here and give us all of the takeaways of the day. We'll hand off to Dukes and Bell as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Dukes and Bell coming up next from 2 to 7. They'll be in here in the Kia Studios in a minute.
We think. They're in the corner office right now, so ain't no telling.
We
so
might have to go an extra hour.
Yeah, we might have to go an extra hour.
All right.
Oh, anyways, by the way, Andy, people, don't forget that we will be, the Midday Shows and Dukes and Bell, we will be at Twin Peaks of Buckhead tomorrow. It's going to be sponsored by Dixie Vodka. They're going to have Dixie Vodka specials all day tomorrow and Saturday over at Twin Peaks of Buckhead. So make sure y'all come out and holler at your boys.
Cannot wait. Going to have a great time.
And see Andy and his stash.
I will have a mustache starting tomorrow, and it will be creepy. All right, let's give some takeaways of the day. Wendy's takeaway of the day is that she learned that I find vampires to be sexy. And I
Wendy's do. Always taking my takeaways of the day away, too. I'm going to start going first.
I'm the only one that thinks vampires are kind of sexy?
Yeah.
I'm alone on that one. All right.
All right. My takeaway of the day is that Andy thinks that men can be adorable. And I'm talking about grown men could be adorable.
I think grown men can do adorable things. I think Juan Soto saying his mom was his girlfriend.
It's all the same.
Yeah, I don't care.
Grown man and adorable don't go together coming adorable. Out of another grown man mouth.
That's fine. My takeaway of the day is I learned that you can trick-or-treat at the mall. I didn't know that.
Really?
And if the weather's bad, you might trick-or-treat at the mall tonight.
Yeah, be right over there at Lane Bryant somewhere.
Do they give you like coupons to the store or do they give you actual candy?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Trick-or-treat at the mall sounds terrible.
I've never done it before, but I know you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian?
All right, so Randy just brought this one up, but Andy thinks Juan Soto is adorable. Randy says never call another grown man adorable. Yeah. Andy, while he doesn't support vandalism, thinks you should watch out for your house if you don't have candy tonight.
You should.
And if you want to walk around tonight with an Amstel Light, come see Andy. Randy, on the other hand, he will not be Samuel L. Jackson in a horror movie. He's not going to be the black guy who dies.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm talking about I'm running. And I'm pushing all y'all in the way. Like, if Wendy get in the way, like, if the dude's coming at me, right, and Wendy's right there, yeah, Wendy don't know.
My final takeaway of the day is October's been tough on all of us, but especially Carl Dukes. I mean, last couple years I've been with them on Halloween. He's all dressed up.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
good to go. He's got his full costume.
He was
and
a
this
man
time
of the
he's
night
nothing.
Watch
all we got's
year.
The vest today.
Well, he's got the It t-shirt, which is nice. But you were in the Night's Watch last year.
I was.
What happened?
Don't laugh. I had
Did
my
White
costume
Walkers
all ready to go. I told Jarvis this. Jarvis is in for Bo today. I woke up this morning, and you guys know if you were outside, it was humid.
Yeah.
It's warm as
yes,
hell outside.
It was gross outside.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.